Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Man Baggage. This is the space, the safe space, guys. Cuddly cardigan, dip your digestive biscuits, where we share. We delve into the problems that we wish men would talk about. What does that mean? Well, it means all the things, girls, that you always think, why don't men talk about X? We go through that list, we re-go over it, we switch the guests up each week, and it's all about getting blokes talking. That's where we started. Sounds really worthy, doesn't it? But please don't switch off. There's plenty of excellent ones that are serious, worthy, depth, and have accreditation. We have none of that. However, I know from some of the messages we get, it's profoundly helpful sometimes to use the unguent of banter and jokes and humour. And that sometimes is the WD-40 to creak open the door of the man not speaking. This is, I know it's unfashionable to say men be like, women be like, or to even imply gender exists or humans or anything. Nothing has meaning. We're a postmodern cloud, blob. But I do think that sometimes humour can be used for men. You don't as often hear girls saying, before I talk about my breakup, can you all make fun of me and do some jokes about it? It's not as frequent. Whereas blokes, you know what it's like. You want to go into the pub, you want to say Laura's left me, and you want the blokes to hit you with mocking wank jokes as soon as you say that. That's just how men work. It's hard to explain. So that's how we've ended up in this space of using humour and jokes to try and unlock some of the things we wish men would talk about. And this week's subject is something very close to my heart, literally, cardiovascularly speaking. It's food and diets. Anyone who does a job where they live on the road or travel a lot or don't get to go home every night, which is loads and loads of jobs that make up the British economy, would know after about the 10th year, the word ginsters actually produces a PTSD vomit reaction. No disrespect to ginsters, but there's only so many you can eat before you start shitting pastry. So I became sort of obsessed with this, and then I became too obsessed with it, and then not obsessed enough. And your body tracks with it, your health, your mental health. The more we learn about it post-COVID, it's uncomfortable. But apparently, if you're fucked and obese, you're fucked from COVID. I mean, that is just a scientific fact. We're becoming ever more obsessed. We lick our phones over Instagram because someone's got a six-pack, and if they've got an eight-pack, we spaff on our phone. This is a confusing area. And so I'm so glad I've got today's guest to help me unpick it. I need someone who is funny, a forward-thinking young man who will make you piss your pants laughing, recently seen gigging, took the roof off of Top Secret. I'm sure if you go to his website and his socials, he's gigging in loads of other places while the UK is still open, post someone eating a bat. It's Ali Woods, comedian.
Thank you so much, Russell. That was so lovely. I thought you were going to introduce someone else. Oh, yeah. That's me, yeah, isn't it? Appreciate you having me on, man. I'm actually doing some shows about talking and men's friendship and stuff like that. So
great.
As Russell said, check out my website and I've got some previews coming in.
What is that website? Is it as simple as aliwoods.co.uk?
aliwoodsgigs.com. And also, yeah, I've got previews. Check out in Top Secret, Two North Down, stuff like that. Those and Leicester as well, doing Leicester Comedy Festival. So if you want to come, is that sort of thing. If you listen to this, you might enjoy that. And it's going to be funny. It's not a comedy play. It's a stand-up show.
Exactly. And that is the trick when it comes to some of these subjects that people forget. There's nothing wrong with a comedy play or a monologue or a serious discussion. But there is a space for lightness. Lightness lifts. Why not use it? Don't be afraid. Now, I wanted to talk about food and diets, and I've gone a bit route one here, and I'm buzzing like my wife Lindsay's toy drawer when batteries have been delivered, because we're joined by Christelle. It was a long lockdown. She was on a diesel generator by lockdown too. I'm joined by Bake Off finalists, kitchen savant Christelle Pereira. What an honour to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Those of you who might be watching video clips will notice what a wonderful sort of Vaseline glaze you have over the lenses, almost like you've done a fondant icing over your own webcam.
Do you know what? I'm really messy, and actually I was just trying to wipe down my laptop because I think my webcam looks a bit dirty and I think I might have wiped it with something wet, so now I've got this lovely shiny sheen over my face. But
it's probably a sugar glaze or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's a mirror glaze. But no, thanks for having me on. I can't unlike Ali, I don't have, you know, lots of gigs in the pipeline. I only just got verified on Instagram a few weeks ago, so I only just became a real person. So yeah, but we'll see what the future holds. But
you're months from a fucking cookbook, stop lying. Right, now before we all creme pet in each other's faces, or whatever it's called, I always start with a really difficult question. And with every year that ticks by, and with Gen A being brewed, whatever the ones after Gen Z are called, it's going to be almost impossible question in about 5 years. But that's why I ask it. And I'm going to ask it straight to you, Christelle. Do women diet more often than men? In your opinion, we are asking for your geldem, your mandem, your aunties, your uncles, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, your circle. So no need to be triggered on Twitter. And if you are triggered, here's a suggestion. Don't listen, fuck off.
Is that the tagline of the podcast?
That's just like, this needs to be, for it to be a safe space, we need to be able to say things that are right at the boundary of what feels acceptable at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we get to things, we might get to something that helps someone, and I get messages all the time. So I'm going to ask, do women diet more often than men? Because if I'd asked that 15 years ago, you'd be like, yeah, of course do. Welcome to non-feminist Britain, Russ. But I'm not so fucking sure anymore, Christelle. I'm not so sure.
Do you know what? And it's such a good question, because I would actually say maybe 2 years ago, women definitely diet more than men. And there's a few reasons. The main one, I think, apart from my circle, it's just the way that diets are marketed. Like, you always have that woman laughing at a bowl of salad. And like, that's just the way that I see diets, is a woman laughing at a bowl of salad. And like, if you look at Slim Fast and all these brands, it's always like a woman promoting them. Mm. But recently, I've actually seen a sort of growing trend of men like coming into the office eating like a chicken breast, sweet potatoes and green beans, none of which look like they've even touched a gram of seasoning, but like it's like a plastic chicken.
Do you know what, Christelle? I don't understand that, because seasoning is more or less calorie free.
Exactly.
So what the fuck is to be lost with seasoning?
Yeah, and that's the one thing that, I mean, I'll go on to this, because I just think it's fine to eat healthily, but just don't compromise on flavour. And actually, I think some people think that diets are all about eating leaves with no dressing, but there is so much you can do with healthy food that makes it fun mm-hmm. and makes it interesting. But to go back to your question, I do think it is predominantly women, but I am seeing a sort of growing interest in men's dieting. And I guess the word diet is also quite broad, because you have men who are like, you know, going all lean, but then you also have like bulking season. Season's spelled S-Z-N. It's like bulking season, mate. And it's all about, you know, getting on protein powders and bulking up. And so it kind of depends on the definition of a diet. Because I guess for women, I guess what you tend to see more is weight loss, and it's all about slimming down. And I think actually what's quite good is there is now a growing trend within women of becoming strong, and it's all about no, skinny is actually not good anymore. It's about strong, not skinny, which is quite good. And I think that's a more sustainable way. And so I guess, yeah, I think there is increasingly a more sustainable way of dieting. But I think overall, I think it is still more focused on women. Again, from my own experience, my own life experience, and my, you know, people around me, I would say it still is a bit more women focused.
Would you agree, Ali, or not? I mean, there is a difference, isn't there, between the words slimming and dieting, but the reality of the difference between them is there isn't a difference. The guy eating a chicken breast with sweet potato, he may have already built his muscle, but he's aiming for exactly the same thing, for there to be less of him at the end of the week. Fat wise,
probably emotionally wise as well. If he's eating that five times a week,
don't we just have like man words for the same thing?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that in it. Yeah, you can't call it. You don't go up to your mates, I'm actually on a diet, lads. So I'm bulking, I'm cutting, I'm getting lean. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
all this
exactly.
sort of stuff.
Exactly.
And it all ties into because I'm lifting later.
Yeah.
Everything's an action. You know, you can't just be like, no, I couldn't possibly have some fried wings. I'm actually just trying to lose a bit of inches off my waist. No. Get chucked out of the pub. But no, I agree with you, Christelle. I think still it's predominantly women from what I've seen. And on the men's side, you have people who get really into it, often after a breakup or some emotional distress. They're like, well, what's a way to control my life? Oh, I'll get my waist thin and I'll get my shoulders and arms big.
Revenge body. That's what it's called.
Yeah, revenge body. Good God. I definitely see mates getting into that and sort of thing. But I just don't think there's this general pressure on men to like have a certain body shape as much as my female friends have, you know, because I've got mates who will be well into it, and you've got a lot more of that. That wasn't when I was growing up. There wasn't as much of an ambition to like have certain gym plans, follow all these fitness influencers and stuff. But then for the large part of my mates as well, it's just a case of, look, I don't want to be obviously huge. And as long as she still touches it, then, you know, it's just all right. You know what I mean? And I don't find there's a lot of like dieting in general male culture.
It's like you've been reading my diary, Ali.
Yeah, I have. No, the producer sent over to check. Very strange. There was a lot of revenge bodies in there, but they weren't yours. That was
weird. I'm wondering if, how old, if you don't mind me asking you, Ali, if you don't mind me?
I'm 28.
28. So I'm wondering if even you might be too old to, I mean, I'm such a tragic fuck that I'm still going to Ibiza, even in COVID years, twice as I did last year.
Sorry, you mispronounced legend there, Russell.
Yeah, sorry. So obviously I can only talk about at the beach or at the drinking club or whatever with most people who aren't tragic or under 25. And I would say, how can I put this without getting myself into trouble? There seem to be a lot more men who have spent a lot more hours worrying what they look like. The amount of women that have what I would call normal, healthy bodies with bums and boobs, not overweight in any way, just normal figures, not starved looking, not over, been down the gym looking, is going up. Are we seeing a moment where feminism, instead of lifting women up and freeing them from all the shite, has gone, do you know what, we can't do that. How about you join us down here, men, by shaving your balls and living on lettuce?
Do you know what? It's interesting because I do think that, like, and actually that was something that Ali mentioned, because actually when it comes to holidays, I think there are certain periods when you do see people dieting, like you're talking about revenge, but also you get before a holiday. And I think that is when you see an equal level of dieting, or not even dieting, but it's worrying about your looks and getting into shape is basically the phrase. And it's like, I need to get into shape before a holiday. And I think you see that with men and with women. And yeah, maybe Russell, you're right. Maybe there is more focus or pressure on men to get into more of a shape than women, because, you know, men are always topless on the beach. And like, that's the way it is. At least for a woman, you can wear a swimming costume and sort of hide your body if you want to.
I'm up for changing that. I think I'm a strong campaign for full nudity at all times. Totally non-sexual on my part. Obviously, yeah. I would look, yeah, but just, only so I could see where I'm going.
Liberation. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. You know. Non-sexual nudity.
Yeah, that's love it.
On the beach.
That's what we get in our DMs, isn't it?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I just want non-sexual nudity. Yeah. It's not weird. Just send me a dick pic.
It's very wholesome. Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's something called orthorexia. I think it's like a hidden eating disorder that lots of people have got. It's where you're obsessed with eating, not under eating, but eating the correct thing, bleeping into your app. How many carbs have I had? When's my cheat day coming? I mean, I'm definitely got a touch of the old orthorexia.
But why do you do it? What do you do it for?
Well, my main drive started as, anyone who's seen me do stand-up, it's performed at a ridiculously high sort of Lee Evans on crack pace, mixed with a sort of improvising Ross Noble element, and then sort of material part. And to do all things really, really quickly, I wear one of these Fitbits. So I'm in the cut, what I would call the peak cardio zone, 160 heart rate and above, within a minute of being on stage. I'm in the cardio at the side of stage, and I have to do that for 70 minutes. And I discovered quickly that if I don't take care of myself, I finish a routine going, and the and the allusion to the audience that, oh my God, that's what people think about me. I'm the most energetic comedian. So you just want that thing that you want to be more than anyone else in comedy. Ideally the funniest, but if you can't have
I was going to say, it would have nice to have been, everyone knows me as the funniest comedian.
Yeah, but we're all the funniest, but then you'll go to Stuart Lee because he's the most intellectually profound and angry. You might go to Tim Vine because he's the king of one-liners. Michael McIntyre, the king of observation. I like to think people's like, yeah, the energetic one, the one that never gets tired after 2 hours. Mm-hmm. That cannot be faked, because at the end of a blah, 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 you can hear, whereas now my heart rate returns to resting within 60 seconds. I'm back at not even in fat burn. So that's how it started. Then I started to get the accidental vanity of physical results. Not my primary objective at all. I've always been just standard slim bloke, never had a six pack, never been fat. I've been 11 and a half stone since I was 16 years old. I'm still 11 and a half, 12 stone, even though I'm no longer 16 years old. couple of years on old Ali there. Same generation. And
that's just two lads going down the pub. Yeah, exactly. Like, no one's going to look at us.
Very early 30s, very late 30s. But then of course I was like, shit, man, I didn't even know someone at my age could get into shape. I didn't know it's possible. Then there's another layer above it. Well, it just got addictive, basically. I enjoy it. It doesn't dominate my life. I do 40 minutes a day exercise, and I have one day a week where I do like yoga, but I do bleep my food. I bleep it. I count it. And that's a bad habit.
Yeah, I think that's the word though, addictive. And that is, I guess, the issue, because I think it never starts off as an addiction. And I think most of the times, you know, dieting or trying to be healthy is quite a normal thing to do, but then it's, I guess, how, and there's so many factors, but it's then getting into a routine. It's about you suddenly want to concentrate. It's about having control of your life. And then you've got social media giving you random posts saying, do you know how many calories are in one tablespoon of olive oil? Why don't you switch to water? Oh, actually, do you know how many calories are in spaghetti? Why don't you use zucchini instead? And I'm like, what? And then they create like courgette, because apparently that is the same as spaghetti. I'm like, courgette and spaghetti are very different. You cannot make bolognese with courgettes and say that that's a meal. So like, and I think there's so much information being just thrown at you, and then you suddenly think, oh, is this gospel? And then it becomes, you just then start getting more and more information, and then when you start taking control of your life and then seeing results, you then it kind of, you can snowball, and that's when it becomes unhealthy. Like, I think, you know, if people want to get into shape and feel comfortable with their body for a certain event, that's fine, and I think it's healthy to look after yourself and your diet and your body. But I think it's then when you get to that stage, when you get to that holiday, when you get to that wedding, how do you feel? Are you then self-conscious the whole time and looking at yourself thinking, oh, I'm uncomfortable? And then how do you deal with yourself after the wedding, after the holiday? Do you then binge eat, put on all the weight, and then you diet again? And I think it's all about being sustainable. And I think that's the issue with diet culture. Like, most diets aren't a long-term thing. It's like a crash diet for a period of time, but then there's no kind of thought into what happens after the diet. And I think I've learned, actually, I mean, I did loads of diets when I was younger. I was a really chubby child, and I tried like the Special K diet. I tried cutting out carbs, cutting out sugar, and all of those things never really worked. And I guess ultimately, I just love my food too much. And I think I've learned now that I can't compromise on what I eat, because I'm too much of a foodie, and I have to cook stuff with oil, because actually it's tastier. And actually having oil, I'm obviously not a nutritionist, but putting oil in your vegetables actually means that you absorb the nutrients into your body better. And like, there's a reason why you add fats to your meals and proteins to your meals. And so actually now I eat loads of cake and I enjoy it, but then I do like to have a bowl of porridge in the morning, not because it's healthy, but because it fuels me for the day. And I think the definition of healthy, it really needs to be kind of redefined, because
holistic.
Exactly.
More holistic.
Porridge isn't healthy. When I was growing up, that was like the health. That was the thing you ate if you were going playing football later.
I saw some bellend going on about avocados the other day. I've only just been like finished 5 years of telling me avocados are the best thing you could eat, to see some bellend saying no. Know how many calories are in an avocado? Like, for fuck's sake, what about smashing my face into a wall? How many
you
calories?
You shouldn't be eating anything which has double figures calories. Really,
honestly, I mean, if you're going to die. But this is the issue. It's like, it's all about, like, people calorie count. It's like, actually, avocados are healthy. Yes, they've got more calories, but they keep you fuller for longer, and it's really good for you. And even though a bowl of Cheerios might have less calories, they're not nutritious at all. So that's the whole issue with
and
this.
And they
whole...
spike your blood sugar. Anyway, we're exactly. not nutrition. We better not drink. We're not drifting to being a like Chris Whitty's. I want to move on then from diet, because we obviously can imagine we've covered in this show bodies and diets and insecurities a lot. I want to move more into food. And you say you're a foodie, because it can be a real flashpoint in a relationship, Ali. I mean, how picky are you? This idea of picky people, I cannot fucking bear it. And it's really rude of me. Like, what problem does it cause me if someone at dinner doesn't eat cabbage?
It's a personal slight.
Yeah, but even if we're in a restaurant, you, Ali, and we sit down with some friends, and we're in an Indian restaurant, and the friend goes, I'll just have an omelette, please. Do you not want to just try chicken tikka? It's delicious. Have you tried it? Nah, I've never tried it. Then fuck off. You're not my friend.
It's the one, you know those people who go, but you know... I know I won't like
no,
it.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Exactly. It's just before they've
no
even
No one would ever have it. Anal if that was true. And
still talking about diets.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Just went off on one. But are you a picky person?
Not now, not when it comes to anything. Relationships, food, whatever.
Relationships, did you say?
Sorry, I still single, DM me if you want.
Non-sexually.
I used to be. Yeah, non-sexually, non-sexual nudity only, please. I used to be really picky when I was a kid. I used to be one of those kids who would just like sit there cross-armed and not eat their vegetables and stuff. But then as I grew up, you just get eating more and more stuff, and also, you know, you're not just like, you got not got parents just putting a plate down in front of you, you got to go out and make your own stuff and things like that. And now I love it. I love trying different things. I'd always be recommended different places by people, and I'm exactly the same as you, Russell. I know what you mean. I know it shouldn't piss me off. You should be like, well, I'm gonna have all this beautiful menu, and yeah, go on, have a side of chips, yeah, go on, don't have anything, don't try anything else. But instead I'm like, why are you not living? Yes. Why are you not living?
I'm the same. Come on. It's triggering, isn't it? It's really triggering.
I don't get it. Yeah. Food is one of the most joyous experiences in this life, and if you're just sticking to your bland stuff, the people who only eat one colour, I eat yellow, I do, so if it's yellow, I'll have it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
No, I agree. Christelle, for you, it must be infuriating as a master of the kitchen.
And you know what? It's more the fact that, yeah, I'm also very adventurous. So when I go to like a country, I want to try the local food, what the locals eat. And my group of friends just aren't very adventurous like me. So we went to Singapore and I was like, great, guys, they've got amazing markets. Let's try all this food. They're like, oh no, let's go to eat Italian food. My friend orders a penne arrabbiata wherever she goes. I'm like, we're in Singapore. There's such nice food. And then they're like laughing at me because I'm eating like a durian, which stinks. But I'm like, yeah, but a durian is like a local fruit of
what's
Singapore.
What's that, a sick fruit? The fruit that smells of sick.
Do you know what? Right.
Do you know what, Christelle?
It's a good marketing campaign.
I'm going to side with your friends. I'm going to side with your friends there. We're all going out on the pool. Who knows what hot dick we're going to find? Let me just finish this durian fruit and I'm going to pull myself a billionaire.
One of those ones where you put the mint in and it just dissolves before it hits your tongue.
Every guy wants is to smell a vomit while you nosh him off.
Basically, which is why I'm also still single, but never mind.
I'm sorry, Christelle, but accidentally close to home there.
Totally fine. But no, similar to me, it's very infuriating. And like, for me, food is a part of a culture. Like if I go, I don't really care that much about museums. If I go abroad, I want to eat. That is like the main, I will eat my way through a country.
It's a way of seeing the city. Yes. You see it with your palate.
Yeah, exactly. I eat my way through a country. Like I went to New York, I found like the best burgers, the best pizzas and everything.
Russell,
don't. That could be edited so cruelly.
Oh no, I can just see the articles coming out. Oh no.
No, but do you, okay, do you find it, Christelle, I didn't realise you were single, and Ali's single as well. I mean, this is great. Do you find it sexually or romantically unattractive if you go on a date with a guy? He's everything you want, okay? He's whatever you look for. I don't know. Girls always going about tall, dark, handsome, stable, not a bastard, earns money.
11 and a half stone.
11 and a half stone. It's me. How much of a turn off is it if you get to the restaurant and this perfect Jamie Dornan or whatever you've got in your head is like, banaket?
As in, it's a massive turn-off. For me, I guess also it's about compatibility and it depends on the person. I love my food and I'm such a foodie. So if someone doesn't appreciate a good meal, that's a massive turn-off for me. All I want is for someone just to like try something or just to not eat the same meal all the time. And I think if they're so picky, that makes me feel uncomfortable because if I'm there eating chicken livers and they're like, oh, okay, a bit weird. Maybe I'm a bit extreme, but like it's also a bit like...
I love chicken liver.
Okay, well, there we go. So, and I just feel like I want to be comfortable trying new food and talking about food. And if I'm yapping on about, you know, like durian for 2 hours and they've fallen asleep, it's a bit like... Yeah, not really my thing. So it's a big turn off for me.
It's the only one I'm going to not let you have is vomit fruit on a first date.
if also, you, if 2 hours. 2 hours on vomit fruit.
Yeah, like, as soon as I've finished my sardine sandwich main course and my vomit fruit dessert, it's back to yours for some lovemaking. Oh, fishy vomit cock. That'll be your nickname tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a break there after those starters now main course. There is a dessert part two, but this is the end of part one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.